Our time now, 8:30. This is FM 95.7, KQWC, Webster City, and time now for our Community Corner. Well, coming up later this month in Webster City, it's a time to celebrate antiques, collectibles, and so much more. It's time again for Junk Fest. I have with me in the studio this morning Jan Peterman from the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce. And Jan, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you along here this morning.
Glad to be here again this year.
Yes, so we got to big doings in Webster City in just a few weeks for Junk Fest 2022. And from what I'm judging, their agenda is going to be bigger and better than ever before.
We're hoping so. We hope that every year. We're really happy to thank our presenting sponsor this year, Iowa Specialty Hospital with Webster City Clinics. Just had their ribbon cutting last night and was very well attended. Beautiful new building. We are having Junk Fest Friday, May 27th from 12 to 8 p.m. and Saturday, May 28th from 9 to 5 p.m. out at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds again this year. It's our second year.
And last year, I think, was not all that bad. It's a nice weather last year for
Friday was terrible. We had rain. It was cold. Yep.
Well, that's right.
Yep. Saturday was
Thanks
not bad.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, but I keep telling everybody this year we're going to have great weather. Praying and hoping every day that it is anyway, so we can get
right.
some spectators out and everybody can enjoy themselves. So
for those who are not familiar with Junk Fest there, Jan, it's a big celebration during mm-hmm. Memorial Day weekend featuring
yep.
all these collectible items.
Yep. Talked to one of the first vendors earlier this spring, and they're pretty sure this was the eighth year. We skipped 2020 because of all the COVID.
Yep, you know what.
Yep. So we have junk, obviously, because that's why it's called Junk Fest, but arts and crafts, salvaged, repurposed. I mean, you name it, you can find it. Pat and I were just talking a little bit. I have a guy coming from Nebraska, Waterloo, Nebraska, and he's got some vintage records along with who knows what else this year. So just literally a little bit of everything, a couple of wine vendors. We have 18 new vendors signed up this year that have never been before, so...
That's amazing for this town
to
host this event. For those of you wondering about records who are probably young enough, these are these kind of a round thing, you know, with grooves
yep.
there, with a little hole in the middle you put in the record players. So that's what records are, folks.
Yep. I still have records at my house. They're making mm-hmm. a comeback. They're getting very popular again. They're being produced again. So
mm-hmm.
Along with that, we still have the three buildings this year that are full of vendors. They got filled up very quickly. We had building sponsors this year from Good Life RV, the Carl Auto Group of Webster City and Seneca Foundry. One of the things that's new this year, after talking to vendors and spectators, is we'll have a map of the grounds and a listing of vendors. So if you have a favorite vendor and you want to go directly to them, when you come through the gate, you'll be able to get a map and a list, and it'll take you right to it. We also have an ATM machine on the grounds this year. It was another request, so... we're trying to fulfill those as they happen. 10 food vendors. We're going to have a centralized food court again this year, kind of like when we were downtown. Three of those being some type of dessert vendor. So if you're looking for that, we'll have that too. We are desperately in need of volunteers for Friday and Saturday that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Positions could be taking money at the gate, working at the chamber booth. Which is basically just helping people come in with information about Webster City. We'll have lots of handouts available. We want people out walking around taking surveys from visitors. So, and then parking cars is another one. So jobs for somebody that wants to sit and jobs for somebody that wants to be out moving around.
Really
so.
Doesn't matter altogether.
Yeah.
For this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they want to volunteer, they can simply call the chamber office.
Yep. Call the chamber, 515-832-2564. We have a schedule. It's 2-hour shifts. We start in the morning. Obviously, Friday night goes until 8 o'clock, so if you can only come out after work, that's great. Or if you just want to do a couple hours on Saturday, that's awesome, too. We'll find a place for whoever and whatever their abilities are, let's put it that way. So,
but this is only a 2-day event. In the past there, Jen, this was also done on Sundays, but we were just talking off air. This is like Sunday's a church day,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people don't... make it to this event. Also, we have graduation parties, which are going on.
Yeah, and so we had a lot of vendors. That's one I hadn't thought about, but they had parties they needed to get to, grandkids graduating or whatever,
yeah.
and weddings and that type of stuff. So Last year we didn't have it on Sunday and it was still very well attended. That Friday evening is busy and that's kind of one of the most fun times to come out. So,
mm-hmm. And that's from noon to when on that Friday there?
Noon to 8 on Friday and 9 to 5 on Saturday.
And those two days we have something for everyone.
Oh yeah. There's always something there for everybody. If you're not into the junk, I can tell you there's plenty of craft and artisan stuff going on. One of the new vendors this year is a very talented painter. She's got a couple of pictures we've had on Facebook, and she did an amazing Goldie Hawn portrait. So if you like her, jump on the Junkfest Facebook page, and you'll see that. So just a lot of different stuff this year.
Anything else unusual that people might see when they come over to Junkfest there, Jen?
We have a couple of metal, and I definitely call them artists, that do not your typical yard art, let's put it that way. It would be more stuff you'd keep in your home. The gentleman that's coming back does a lot of very detailed work with metal, and it's really neat to see. So just some different oddities like that. So,
mm-hmm. And probably some other oddities, too.
You mentioned
records. It'd be interesting to see this guy from Nebraska with all those records there.
Yep, he's really fun. I enjoyed him a lot last year. He's quite the character. So, and that's the nice part. He's called Nebraska Flashback. So with that directory we have this year, you're going to be able to find out where he's at and say, hey, I heard him talking about you on the radio. So, he's very, very fun to talk to and got some neat mm-hmm. things. So,
it should be awesome.
Yeah, yes, it will be awesome. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun again this year.
All right, that's coming up on May the 27th and 28th for Junkfest 2022, and that's all taking place at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds.
Yes.
Here in Webster City.
Yep.
And we're talking about some other events coming down the road. Of course, so we'll talk more about these in separate programs.
Yep.
Again, the return of the farmer's market, that's going to be a little different this year.
Yeah, a little bit different. Last summer, the chamber kind of took ownership of that a little bit and decided to help out with it. And our team's been working on turning it into something for the entire family. Still definitely going to have your traditional farmer market vendors, but also going to have some artisans, a little bit of the craft market comes in, and we're going to have a couple food trucks every Thursday evening and some entertainment. So, and that's going to vary. It might be it may be bands, but it
country
may be
or rock and
a little bit
that.
Of everything.
Yeah.
We're going to have a car show come out one evening. So, I know Anna from the chamber is going to come out and talk with Pat about that a little bit more. But it'll be every Thursday evening from 5:30 to 7:30, in June, July, and August. And that was sponsored by, the Carl Auto Group of Webster City too. So, they're very good supporters of the chamber. Along with that, Iowa Specialty Hospital, Webster City Clinic, they're kind of making things very possible for people in Webster City this year. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear about that.
Yeah.
And later on this year, they'll have that special celebration downtown Webster City. It's coming up in, I believe, September, Taste of Fall.
Yeah.
And that's coming back
I'm
again,
hoping,
I believe.
I'm hoping they do that again this year.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, it's a very, very neat thing. We've got some things in the works for New Year's Eve this year. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of things coming up with the chamber. So.
And that hometown Christmas thing, too.
The Christmas in the city.
City.
Yep, definitely happening first Saturday in December.
December 4th, I believe.
Yep,
or December 3rd, excuse me.
Is it the 3rd? One or the other this year. But, yeah, that first December Saturday 3rd. In December. So meetings already taken place to try and get all that scheduled.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah. All right. Anything else for the good of the cause there this morning, Jen?
There's always something going on. But I'm sure you'll be hearing from us. We'll be back maybe in a week or two to talk
sure.
a little bit more about that market night.
So market night starts when?
The first Thursday in June.
That would be June 2nd. I believe that's when the kids get out of school that same day. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's good. No snow days this year.
No snow days. So got to think positive. No snow day period.
That's right.
Yep. So, all right. So we'll look forward to Junkfest coming up in a few weeks. Again, if you'd like to volunteer, call the chamber office at 832-2564, 832-2564, and learn more about Junkfest. Are you still taking businesses?
We're still taking vendors, definitely.
Okay.
Can't believe we forgot that. Yeah, we will continue to take them right up until probably the day before Junkfest.
Mm-hmm.
All outside, just keep that in mind. Spots are 15 feet by 15 feet, but give us a call and we'll help you out.
All right, so call 832-2564 for Junkfest coming up May 27th through 28th. Part of big summer of activities we have in Webster City, one with our farmers markets. Also, the fair coming up here later this month. And let's see. other activities, too. And I think someone had a question about Junk Fest.
I did. It's a vendor.
Oh, vendor. Okay, good. We got a vendor.
Oh, we always like vendors.
All right. We'll take the vendors. So that's good to hear. So power of radio right there. Very good. Anything
Thank
else?
Thank you, Pat. For now, that is it.
All right. Jen Peterman, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yep. Have a good day.
We'll do that. And coming up on Monday, I'll talk with Phil Queen, former Webster City police officer. He's author of a brand new book that's come out. His second book, as a matter of fact. So Phil Queen, my guest, Monday morning at 8:30 right here on KQWC's Community Corner. Have a good weekend.